This is the day's play after Collingwood's 20-point win over the Brisbane Lions at the Gabba in the grand final rematch. The Magpies led pretty well all night, just bar a couple of minutes here or there. And here's how Dermot Burton assessed it on AFL Nation.
So we have a look at what the Lions did tonight. They brought in Darcy Fort because they were worried about Collingwood's ability to intercept Mark in the back of the ground. Thereafter, they would just distribute the ball and you get running players. They brought in Noble, so they were always going to try and run it out. You have Nick Dacos running it out of there. You have a few who actually can come into the party as well. And Pendlebury played on the halfback flank for the most of the night, so he's a distributor off halfback. So you don't want them marking the ball. The way you can do that is you actually play somebody against them to bring the ball to the ground, or you get somebody who's dangerous enough that you can separate the backman. They can't go to assist each other. Darcy Fort wasn't enough of a threat. Eric Hipwood posed no threat. And Danaher threatened only occasionally. So the Collingwood intercept backman had the game the way they wanted it for the majority of the game. Not all of the game. In the second quarter, they were up against it because it was just a swell of numbers going inside forward 50. They couldn't deal with it, and they gave up four or five goals, I think, in the second quarter. Four goals, five they gave up. It could have been 8-1 or something like that. So, yeah, it didn't work out for them at the selection table. It is a much-vaunted, dangerous forward line, but sometimes when they perform like that, you wonder how dangerous they are when it really matters. I mean, they were dangerous grand final day. You've got to take your hat off to them. But on a night tonight when they chose to stretch Collingwood's defence, it just never mattered to the backmen of Collingwood.
They were god-awful, really. Their main targets were god-awful.
Danaher threatened, but not really in the air. He crashed a couple of packs. He gave a couple of dinky leads. He had one down the left-hand side of screen, which he turned around and kicked a nice set shot from. But there was no aerial presence or threat. And we were talking off-air, and not that you should discuss off-air comments, but Eric Hipwood can be a very good player. But when I watch key forwards and I look at the strength and the power they have between their elbow and their wrist, and how they clunk footies and they get punched in the back of the hand. They don't bloody let go of that football, though. That's a key forward mark. I'm getting all wound up here.
Yeah.
Eric Hipwood doesn't play like that. He needs to float at the ball. The ball has to land softly on him from a height. He can't charge out at the footy and somebody from the midfield drills one at him and he intercepts it. Bang, into his hands. So I worry about that aspect. Probably Rayner plays more as a key forward when he's down there, and he's a threat on the ground as well. I think they'd revisit this and think, next time we play him, perhaps we don't be cute and try and overthink it. Let's just put our most dangerous players down there. McCluggage had his moments of brilliance during the game. Lockie Neal had his moment of brilliance in the second quarter. Had the ball a lot during the game, but his second quarter was devastating. And look, when it comes off, you say, what a masterstroke. But Clyne McRae, if it was a bit of curry in the dinner sauce for Jack Crisp to make him the emergency, that's his best 40 minutes of footy for the year.
Yeah.
He came on and he wanted it. You could see the drive in him. And he really gave Collingwood something around the packs when Dunkley had gone to Degoey after quarter time and said, no more on my watch. You're not busting out of tackles. You're not taking the game apart like you did in the first quarter. Collingwood looked thin through the middle with Crisp on the bench. Degoey being looked after. Dacos sort of been bashed up a little bit. Pendlebury out of the centre on the back flank. Mitchell finds the footy, didn't really break out or step out of traffic. Finn McRae, he played the first quarter reasonably well, then completely got lost thereafter. So they looked kind of thin through the midfield until Crisp came back in. It's a good showing from him in the wash-up in the end. So they'll be well pleased, the Magpies. I think they'll be more relieved than pleased, though.
Collingwood, 14 goals, 8.92. Defeat the Brisbane Lions, 10.12, 72 in front of 34,022 people. Here's how we called it on AFL Nation. Kicks down the side of the centre square. Majacek presented, brought to ground. Degoe is there, throws it onto the boot, deep forward. Hill at the back, takes the mark. Had position on the flight of the ball behind Zorko, hugged it to his chest and full forward. Bobby Hill tormented the Lions on grand final day to pick up where he left off against them. He slots the first at the Gabba.
Very just in the drip tray at the moment, so he's going to just kick it up towards the square. Offhand's radar, offhand from McInerney, and I think it's through for a goal. He doesn't want to have a shot at goal, but he's forced to here. He pokes at it, but it's straight and true. He's a star, Lockie Neal, and that's the goal they needed. Along the ground it goes out to McCarthy, back to Fletcher. Fletcher eyes the goals and puts it through. Jasper Fletcher, his ninth goal in his AFL career. Fourth for Brisbane, it's game on, it's only 2 points.
Cut off by Moore, gave it to Degoe and off to Noble. Collingwood on the fast break through the middle, hand pass to McRae. Forward to the play to McCreary. He'll wind it up at centre-half forward. Pump it long and strong and through for a goal. Thrilling stuff from the Pies off halfback McCluggage. Can he do better this time? He checks his kick and he does. He puts it onto the chest of Danaher on the flowing lead. This time Joe Danaher will have a ping from 48. He hit that sweet. Danaher gets into the fray as finally the Lions' tall forwards prove decisive.
Wobbly kick, a high ball towards Elliott underneath it with Wilmot. Out the back to Goey. Degoe had a bit of composure to pick it up. Spotted Mitchell. Mitchell handball, Elliott. Elliott running hard, 35 metres out, lines them up and drilled it. Jamie Elliott with his second. Collingwood lead by 21 points. McCarthy inside forward 50. Hoskin Elliott with the fist. Brisbane ran it. McCluggage picked it up, got it to Cameron. Cleverly to McCluggage, charging through the corridor, and then goes bang and kicks a goal for Brisbane. It's back to a 9-point ball game.
Bound to feel the glow of victory. Really has 4 points meant so much to a reigning premier this early in a season. Collingwood is on the board in season 2024. The Gabba has been breached twice already this year. It's Collingwood by 20 in the grand final rematch. The votes went 3 to Jamie Elliott, 2 to Lockie Neal, and 1 to Jack Crisp as one of the most damaging subs we've seen enter a game for a quarter and a half. Collingwood are on the board. The Lions are winless through their first 3 games. Right across the Easter weekend, you will hear the full call of every match right here on AFL Nation.